In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Rejoice ye with Jerusalem, and be glad with her. All ye that love her, rejoice for joy. All ye that mourn for her. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. So far. Amen. As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. And let us pray. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that we who for our evil deeds do worthily deserve the punishment, and by the comfort of thy holy grace may mercifully be relieved. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning's confessional meeting from Luther's Small Catechism. As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The eighth commandment. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. What does this mean? We should fear and love God that we may not deceitfully belie, betray, slander, nor defame our neighbor, but defend him, speak well of him, and put the best construction on everything. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 49. Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in the day of salvation I have helped thee, and I will preserve thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages, that thou mayest say to the prisoners, go forth, and to them that are in darkness, show yourselves. And they shall feed in the ways, and in the pastures shall be in the high places. and they shall not hunger nor thirst, and neither shall the heat nor the sun smite them. For he hath mercy on them, and he shall lead them, even to the springs of water he shall guide them. And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highway shall be exalted. Behold, I shall come from far and from low, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinan. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O the earth, and break forth in the singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, Galatians chapter 4. Tell me, you that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondwoman and the other by a free woman. But he that was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman by the promise. Which things are an allegory? For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gendereth the bondage, which is Agar, and from this Agar Mount Sinai in Arabia, an answer to Jerusalem, which now is, which is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is of the mother of us all. For it is written, Rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath mercy more than children, than she which has the husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the scriptures? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. So far. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 6. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them which were diseased. And then Jesus went up into a mountain. There he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, that is the feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company coming unto him. And he said unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And he did this to prove him, for he knew himself what he was going to do. Well, Philip answered and said, Well, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take just a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, There's a lad here that has 5 barley loaves and a couple of small fish, but what are they among so many? And then Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in that place, so the men sat down in a number of about 5,000. And then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise the fish, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen this miracle, they said to Jesus, This is of a truth that a prophet should come into this world. And then Jesus, therefore, perceived that they wanted to come and take him by force and make him a king, he departed again into the mountain by himself. So far. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our next hymn. Please be seated. Thank you. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is the Eternal Feast, and it's based upon the Gospel. And I'd like to read a couple of verses once again. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up all the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore they gathered and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. So far, please be seated. There is a hunger within the heart and the soul of all people that can only be satisfied with the presence of the living God. St. Augustine once said many years ago, "Thou hast made us for thyself, and the heart of man is restless until it finds it rests in thee." The marvel of God's love and grace is that he has sought us out in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. In John's account of the feeding of the 5,000, we see a striking picture of the way in which God draws his people to himself and feeds them. The events of this morning's gospel was of special significance to the life of the early church. It is the only miracle that is recorded in all 4 Gospels. To see the fish and the bread multiplying without seeing the one whose power made it happen is to miss the entire point. Yet how do we oftentimes focus on the gift, on the goods, without recognizing the giver? We're all guilty of that, including myself. What would the people have seen that day as this miraculous miracle unfolded before their very eyes? Well, those who were waiting for the promised Messiah would have seen something significant, something very important. Because according to Jewish tradition, the Messiah would perform many great miracles. In a miraculous way, Jesus would prepare a banquet for his people. And it is here that Jesus claims his messiahship. He silences the earthly voices of Peter and Andrew. They, like us, are inclined to doubt in the face of what appears to be an impossibility, an impossible situation. Only Jesus can feed and satisfy the hunger of the heart and the soul. It was there on that mountain that Jesus shows that he will indeed satisfy people's hunger, not necessarily physical hunger, but spiritual hunger. Now, for what do we hunger? Well, we should hunger, first of all, for the forgiveness of sins. Because the weight of sin and guilt hangs around our necks, whether we admit it or not. To say that we have no sin is to play a very foolish, deadly game with our eternal security. To accomplish great deeds, cleaning up our act, doing the best we can, all of these have absolutely no effect on our sins. The soul that sins will indeed die, unless it is nourished by the forgiveness of God through faith in Christ. Relying on God's grace through faith, we are strengthened through the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus, aware of our need for forgiveness, calls us to himself, even as he draws a multitude to himself. And it doesn't matter where we've been. It does not matter what we have done. Jesus Christ is the friend of sinners. And he identifies with us. He feeds us. He changes us. We are now in fellowship with him, the Son of God. This morning, we will pray once again in the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. What are we hungry for? Forgiveness, direction, hope, faith, strength. May our prayer be, Lord Jesus, feed me as you did that multitude so long ago, and fill me with the assurance of your presence, the assurance of your forgiveness. And be assured that our prayers will be heard by our Lord. Though we are weakened by sin and often seek out what fills our belly, the presence of Christ will lift us up, will nourish us spiritually, just as he fed those 5,000 so long ago. The location of the feeding has changed. But Jesus remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. And once he fed his people upon a mountainside, today he feeds us wherever we are. He feeds us in times of personal distress, spiritual darkness, failing health, political unrest. And we will be fed eternally because he has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to save us for that. He guaranteed this when he took on himself our sins, took on himself our pain, our guilt, all manner of spiritual hunger, and everything that would crush us, everything that would destroy us, plunge us into desperate death, was heaped upon him. And it broke him. On the cross, his body was broken. He was laid in a tomb. But that bread of life did not decay. He rose from the dead. Sin could not hold him. Death could not hold him. Satan could not hold him. He lives, and he continues to feed the hungry, us, through word and sacrament. We, the hungry, we gather around word and sacrament to be fed, and we are fed. We are fed with the forgiveness of sins. We are fed with victory over sin. We are fed the spiritual strength that we needed to take one day at a time and sometimes 1 hour at a time. So let us once again taste the goodness and the grace of our Savior, who presents us with the real forgiveness of sins, whose love is unconditional, who accepts us, whether we are whatever you want to call it, whether we're faithful for that moment or not. And that blessing will have no end. My dear friends in Christ, believe Christ. Trust his word. Rely on his redemption that he has given to us. Build our hope for nothing less than on Jesus' blood and righteousness. Take comfort in this season of Lent, which tells us that he, the Lord of Lords, came into this world not to live but to die for our sins, to satisfy divine justice, to remove every barrier, every separation from us that would bar us from heaven, and to pay the appalling price of our sins by taking the curse of our sins on himself, delivering us from eternal death. He gave himself in the agonies of crucifixion. He laid down his life for us and assured us of complete forgiveness, and the privilege of belonging to him. Don't ever just throw that away. This is most certainly true. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternity. Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And we pray for our communicants, but first we have a prayer request on behalf of Robert Kochi. That's Rick's uncle, right? Correct? Okay. He's having some digestive problems. I'm not sure what it is, but he will probably be facing surgery. Okay? Let's have a prayer for him. And also for Ward Ingerbrett, who was in the hospital, but he's home now. And it's always touch and go with the Lord, you know that. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you on behalf of Robert Kochi, first of all, who will probably be facing surgery. We ask that if it is your will, the surgery goes well, and that they can correct this problem that he is suffering from. But above all, Father, we ask that somehow, through some means, the means of grace, that you bring him to faith in Christ as our Lord and Savior. That's the big concern that we all have for him at this point. But we're also asking that you give guidance and direction to the doctors that will be performing the surgery, probably. And we hope and pray that the surgery is complete and successful, and that Robert can get on with his life. Also on behalf of Ward, we realize that his condition is not the best, It's up and down. But you've always sustained him. We pray that you continue, if it is your will, to do the same. Strengthen his faith in our Lord. We know it's there because I've never seen that man in a down mood. Also with his wife, give her the assurance and the strength that is needed to take care of her husband, Ward. We turn these people over to your care, Father. We know that they are in good hands. They're in yours. And we ask for complete recovery if it is your will. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us, to our children here on earth, keep us from all impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and please give us the garment of the righteousness that has been purchased by your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith and increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at our heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
And let's keep the family of Cal Tooper in our prayers. We had a funeral yesterday, well attended, which didn't surprise me one bit because he was well respected and well liked. That man amazed me. I've known him for 20-some years, and I don't think I ever saw a bad day. At least he never gave the impression of having a bad day. So let's keep the family in our prayers. Gracious Father in heaven, we come to you on behalf of Cal's family. We pray that you continue to give them the strength that is needed to simply take one day at a time. They will indeed miss him very much, especially his wife. But we also realize that, especially in the case of his wife, her faith is strong, and she puts her faith and trust in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The rest of the family, we pray that you strengthen their faith or create the faith through the Word. But we turn this entire family over to your care, Father. They're great people. And we approach your throne in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Drink the
please rise for the service of the sacrament? The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who on the tree of the cross did give salvation to mankind, that whence death arose, thence life also might arise again, and that he who by a tree once overcame death might likewise by a tree be overcome. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Lord, our Lord and Savior, who with therefore with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drinking all of it, this cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Drink the true blood of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins.
May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you with the one true faith out of life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
peace according to thy word. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the eyes of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Beginning is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you. Blessed be the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.
Enduring, show us that right hand in our